When you start looking at this Titans defense, you have to start looking at their defensive line. It's arguably one of their most talented positions. Mike, tell me what we do know about this group.
We know that Jarrell Casey is one of the best defensive linemen in the NFL. He's been to back-to-back Pro Bowls, and he's a dominant defender against the run or the pass. We know Carl Klug is one of the best guys off the bench that you'll find anywhere, and that if he recovers from his Achilles injury, which the Titans anticipate, he'll line up all over the place and contribute significant snaps every game. We know that Sylvester Williams was signed from Denver to improve play at nose tackle. Williams is much more athletic than what the Titans have had at that spot in recent years. And we know that Daquan Jones and Austin Johnson will be in the mix for significant reps. Both are versatile and they're perfect complements to Jarrell Casey.
Mike, what don't we know about this defensive line?
I think we don't know who the backup nose tackle is going to be. Antoine Woods spent last year on the practice squad, was activated at the end of the season, had a really good offseason. Angelo Blackson is fighting for playing time in the defensive line, and he closed strong in the offseason program.
Give us a couple other defensive linemen to watch.
Jimmy Staton, a player to watch in camp, the former MTSU Blue Raider, did a nice job in the offseason program. And Courtney Brown has the ability to rush the passer. He's going to get a chance to prove it as a defensive lineman in training camp.
How many defensive linemen will make this roster in 2017?
Usually it's six or seven when you run a 3-4 defense. At this point, you'd have to think the Titans have one to two open spots that those six backups are battling for right now.
All right, well, that's a look at the Titans defensive line. Tomorrow we are talking about linebackers.